This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Big tune that one on the Fun Kids Breakfast Show. We've got a special guest in with us. We've got singer Chloe Rose. How are we doing?
Hi.
Thank you for coming in and joining us so early in the morning. How's things? How's it all going?
Great, thanks. Thank you for having me here today.
No, it's all good. I mean, you've had quite a silly couple of weeks because you were very recently singing at Wayne Rooney's testimonial. Just casual, mind.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday at Rooney's testimonial, and then on the Fun Kids Breakfast Show. How was that? How did that all come about? How was that?
Well, I did an anti-bullying video in 2014, which then linked me to NSPCC's Childline, and they asked me to sing the official single for their 30th anniversary. And then the Wayne Rooney Foundation got in touch with me and asked me if I would sing at the testimonial.
And you started singing, like, well young, didn't you?
Yeah.
And didn't you, like, start like a sort of improvised singing performance at SeaWorld when you were like three or something?
Well, we was in Florida on a holiday and I just started dancing to Ariel, you know.
That's it. Just, I mean, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, exactly. SeaWorld, you want to be a mermaid.
Yeah, exactly.
I think when I was like nine as well, I was really started to think to myself, this is really what I wanted to do, and I was just like singing all around the house, and it's just become like something I want to do as my career, and because I can now do it as like a job, that's a dream come true.
I mean, that's amazing, isn't it? So it's quite nice that you've like got that focus. You know exactly what it is that you're going to do. Like, what would be like your tips for like people, for other young singers who are looking to make it?
I think just do whatever you feel that you want to do, like you enjoy the best. Mm-hmm. Like, I was determined at a young age, and I think to really focus on something is great, and just focus on what you want to do as a person.
So when do you do much much of music on YouTube or on Vine or on social media or anything like that?
I do a lot on social media, and the first release of the single well, it's on pre-order now. Nothing else really is on YouTube at the minute apart from Wembley.
Let's talk about Wembley. Just casually dropping in Wembley there. So yeah, what happened at Wembley?
So I performed there as a soloist when I was 13, and that was for raising awareness of adopting and fostering children.
Nice. So, because we've just mentioned about your single For Me,
yes.
And whenever we get someone in, we will play some sort of ridiculously named game based on their single, right? So this is For Me or Not For Me, and so I'm just gonna give you a thing, and you just need to say whether it's for you or not for you.
Okay.
Right, The X Factor.
Not for me.
No, not for you? No, you wouldn't go on The X Factor?
No.
Or The Voice?
Not for me.
Nice, okie dokie. Roast dinner?
Oh, for me.
Yes! Justin Bieber?
For me.
Nice. Pokemon Go?
Not for me.
No, not a fan of that stuff.
No, my brother's obsessed.
Oh, is he? Like,
yeah.
But you were just like, nah, I'm all right, mate.
No, thank you.
Minecraft? I'm guessing that's going to be not for you as well.
No.
Being stuck in a lift with One Direction. Because, see, that's a hard one, because being stuck in a lift is a nightmare. But
I think they'd get annoyed at me, so probably not for me. I'd probably really freak out.
How would you annoy One Direction in the lift?
I'd probably just start screaming or something. Not because they're there. Well, actually, yeah, because they're there and because I'm stuck in the lift.
I'd be like, is this girl like, screaming because of us or because of the lift situation?
They'd probably just look at me really weird, like, get her out.
Excellent stuff. I mean, what, you aced the For Me or Not For Me game, scored 100 points.
I enjoyed it.
Also, as well, just while you're here, because you were saying about the NSPCC app as well.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that as well.
So the NSPCC Childline's new app will be coming out soon, and that's also called For Me.
Nice.
So
I like how all of this ties in.
Yeah, yeah. It's not been launched just yet, though.
Excellent. And the single, is that going to be raising money for it as well, or...?
Not for the app. The proceeds go into the Wayne Rooney Foundation.
Cool.
And they also support the NSPCC's Childline through the proceeds.
Brilliant stuff. Chloe Rose, thank you for coming in, mate.
Thank you for having me. It's been jokes.
And we are going to play your single now. Because, I mean, it seems like a good time to do it. So do you want to introduce your song then, Chloe Rose?
Yeah, this is my new single, For Me.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.